Hi everyone, this is Father Jim Churn, and you're listening to the Pope Benedict XVI School of Prayer podcast, where every week we're recounting the Holy Father's catechesis on the life of prayer that he gave in his Wednesday audiences in 2011. And after we listen to the catechesis on Tuesday, I'm trying to give some thoughts, ramblings, reflections on his talk. So this week was another kind of short one. Just a FYI, that's going to be the end of his August siesta, his summer siesta, where he's at Castel Gandolfo. Next week we'll be hearing when he's back in St. Peter's Square, back in September of 2011. So it'll be a little bit longer. But this past week's, when he was talking about art and prayer, I found myself thinking of a lot of different things, actually. First off is how that's something that I've grown to really appreciate, is how so many different works of art can lead to prayer. I think the first time I was really overwhelmed by that was my first pilgrimage to Rome, which coincidentally, the anniversary of that was just this past week. It was 12 years ago that I was traveling with Lino Rulli from the Catholic Eye show on a pilgrimage to Rome with a bunch of listeners there. And it was the first time I'd ever been out of the country, let alone to Italy. And Lino was sending me a video of me walking into the Vatican, into St. Peter's Basilica for the first time. And he was filming me. I didn't realize it at the time. And he got me where I was first almost moved to tears as I was just taking it all in. And then he started making jokes, so I started laughing, and then, of course, it kind of spoiled the moment, but in a humorous way. But just that looking at that video, remembering that whole moment of just walking in there and being overwhelmed by the grandeur of it all. Turning right to my right, and there's the Michelangelo's Pietà, the incredible masterpiece of sculpture where he carves the Blessed Mother cradling a dead Jesus after he's been taken down from the cross. Just looking at the frescoes and the mosaics and carvings and just the whole wonder of the place. And that's just one church. And I think, if I remember correctly, in the city of Rome itself, there are over 500 churches, each that are more spectacular than the other. And it's funny because I remember talking to some of the pilgrims on that trip, and this was just a thought that came to me that day because they were talking about how relatives of theirs had remarked it's too extravagant, that the church should be selling all that stuff and giving it to the poor and so on and so forth. And I said, you know, you understand the criticism where it's coming from, you know, could be a variety of different reasons. But like I said, it's really a misunderstanding of things. When you're in that city and when you're there as a faithful Catholic and you're going on this pilgrimage and you're walking into these places, I'm like, you're not going into a museum. You're not looking at works of art. You're not going to say, just take a glance at the form and the styles of the different artists and their expressions. You're seeing prayer, you know, in a very different way. You're seeing, first off, the generosity of the people of God at that time that wanted to build something that's going to glorify the Lord for ages to come. You're seeing the creative genius from God himself working through human means on these massive scales that are just awe-inspiring. So just even the architecture of St. Peter's Basilica, that they were able to do such a thing, you know, hundreds of years ago, probably something that we wouldn't be able to replicate right now, whether by creativity or ingenuity or even by finance at this point. But that kind of, like, these are timestamps of what a people and what a community at that time was creating and how they wanted to glorify God. I had a similar feeling at my first parish when I was assigned to this church, Our Lady of Lourdes in West Orange, New Jersey. And walking into that church, which is only a little bit over 50 years old now, they built the quote-unquote new church in celebration of the 50th anniversary of that parish. And at the time, they created this mosaic behind the altar of depicting Our Lady of Lourdes, the grotto with Bernadette kneeling before her. It was, at the time, I think the third largest mosaic in the Western Hemisphere. The whole altar area was complete marble. Stained glass windows were on the right side of the church was the American Catholic history from Christopher Columbus to the inauguration and unfortunately the assassination of JFK, where they had an image of the eternal flame burning at Arlington National Cemetery. And you can't help but, again, like, be blown away by the creative genius of the time and the generosity of the people, that they wanted to express their love for God and how important their faith was to them in a way that was going to stand the test of time. So I know I'm just talking a lot about buildings and sculptures and things like that, and then the Holy Father was touching on a lot of different other artistic expressions as well, between like music and poetry even. And there's just something very beautiful about that in terms of saying that they're not just works of art, they're not just music pieces that we listen to, but that, you know, when we listen with the ears and the eyes of faith, we can really be moved into worship of God, which is what these great pieces of art are meant to do. So those are just some of my reflections and ramblings. I'd love to hear, if you wanted to add in the Facebook group, some of your favorite scenes or different music pieces or sculptures or churches that have moved you in terms of artistic expression that are forms of prayer for you, just in the sense of just being there. So if you have any of your own favorites, I'd love to hear them. Otherwise, I hope you have a great weekend, and we will be talking next week. Thanks as always for listening and for your support of this podcast. God bless you all. Have a great weekend.